I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. 10 to 15% of the people who die from lung cancer in the United States every year do not smoke or use any form of tobacco. To talk about non-tobacco-related lung cancer is Dr. John Rangel. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Hematology Oncology at MUSC. Dr. Rangel, how big of a problem is non-tobacco-related lung cancer in the U.S.?
As many as 22,000 people die from non-tobacco-related lung cancers every year. That's more than bladder cancer, kidney cancer, melanoma, or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and almost as many cancer deaths as leukemia or prostate cancer.
What causes lung cancer in these individuals who are not smokers?
There's certain factors that have been associated with these never-smoker lung cancers. Chief among them is radon exposure, and another significant factor is secondhand exposure to cigarette smoke.
Are there other possible causes for non-tobacco-related lung cancer?
There certainly are. There's a large number of factors that possibly cause lung cancer. Few of them have been conclusively proven to cause lung cancer, but a few of them have been shown to be associated with lung cancer, including the indoor burning of coal, which is particularly important in countries outside of the United States, but other occupational exposures, indoor chemicals, and other factors have been associated with these kinds of lung cancer as well.
Is there much research going on about non-tobacco-related lung cancer?
There certainly is, especially in the field of therapeutics. How do we treat non-tobacco-related lung cancers? These are cancers that frequently harbor what we call driver mutations, particular mutations in genes that are very important to the growth of these tumors and these cancers. It turns out that frequently these driver mutations can be targeted with specific kinds of treatment called tyrosine kinase inhibitors. Many tyrosine kinase inhibitors have been approved by the FDA for treatment of these kinds of lung cancers, and it's certainly an important field of research, developing new treatments and therapies for these types of cancer.
So there is a specialized treatment or a targeted treatment for this type of lung cancer versus tobacco-related lung cancer?
That's right. There's actually multiple specific treatments and a growing list of treatments that will target specific mutations that are highly associated with these kinds of lung cancers.
And how effective are these treatments for this type of lung cancer?
They can be occasionally extraordinarily effective. I certainly have had patients who are on their initial therapy multiple years after the time of diagnosis, and with an ever-expanding variety of therapies that can be used in second and third line for the resistance mechanisms that evolve out of cancers that grow through first-line treatments, we find that we can keep patients off of chemotherapy for longer and longer durations these days.
Is there a screening for non-tobacco-related lung cancer?
One of the chief factors by which we choose to enroll patients in screening for lung cancer is a history of exposure to tobacco products, which unfortunately leaves us without an effective screening mechanism for non-smoking related lung cancer.
Dr. Rangel, thanks for providing this information about non-tobacco related lung cancer.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.